Paper 3, Listening Comprehension, Beyond Magazine, Issue 29. You will hear a passage about Bhutan. For questions 1 to 6, circle the answer A, B, C, or D, which best fits according to what you hear. You will hear the recording only once.
Hey, Paul. I heard that you have just come back from overseas.
Hi, May. Yes, I've just returned from a 10-day trip to Bhutan.
It must have been an enjoyable holiday. Is Bhutan really as amazing as I've read and heard about?
Actually, I was there to write a travel article for my new job. But yes, in many ways, it is definitely a unique experience, like no other I have had. And meeting a friend who lives there now is a bonus.
Was it hard to get to Bhutan?
There are limited flights, and flying into Paro International Airport was really quite an experience on its own. When I looked out the window, I could see mountains on either side of the plane, and it was scary. Seeing the wings of the plane could brush the mountains at any point.
Wow, that sounds incredible. Yes, I have heard that only about 20 pilots are skilled enough to fly into this airport.
That's right. The planes are not equipped with any fancy technology, and neither is the airport equipped with radar to guide the planes in. So the pilots have to be very good at sight navigation.
What did you do in Bhutan?
I made the hike up to the Tiger's Nest Monastery, which is one of the most popular activities for any tourist to Bhutan. It took us 2 hours to complete the hike.
It was nice of your friend to go on the hike with you.
Actually, the other person was my guide. Most tourists are not allowed to visit Bhutan without a guide.
That sounds quite restrictive.
Actually, it wasn't. I felt like I got to learn a lot more because I had a local with me, who basically knew the country like the back of his hand. I think making it compulsory for guides to be locals made the experience all the more authentic.
I have been on guided tours before, and I felt like the guides were rather monotonous, simply going through the motions of what they must have done dozens of times. Also, everywhere I went, there were many tourists like me around, so I didn't enjoy them.
It is quite different in Bhutan, as guides do not receive commission for taking tourists to specific places. Also, they are encouraged to take tourists off the beaten path to their own favourite spots, so I think every guide would provide a different experience. My guide seemed really proud to show me what his country has to offer. Also, I did not meet a single tourist during my visit.
What is accommodation there like?
I mainly stayed at hotels, with rooms that were really big being 3-star hotels. The service was exceptional, but getting consistent hot water was a challenge everywhere. I learnt to shower in under 3 minutes.
That sounds like quite an inconvenience.
At first it frustrated me, but then I quickly learned to appreciate everything else I had, such as the magnificent views of mountains and valleys everywhere I looked. I also stayed with the locals at a homestay for 2 nights and enjoyed a traditional hot stone bath, which was really relaxing.
What is the food like in Bhutan?
To be honest, they are not well known for culinary skills. Most of their food is simple, home-cooked fare. As they are not allowed to slaughter animals in the country, meat products are all imported, so they are not as fresh. I preferred the vegetarian dishes, which mainly use what is grown in their own backyard.
Sounds like a place to visit for someone looking for a different experience.
It sure is.